Time to talk to Greg Brown. He can't be a happy camper right now, given the way this team has struggled. Brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Greg, how much do you think the next 40-plus games factor into the futures of guys like Derek Shelton with the Pirates?
I don't know, Andrew. I really don't. I don't have an answer. No clue. I don't know what they're thinking internally. I just don't know. I don't speculate. I just hope that they win as many games as they can and hope it works out for everybody. But I just don't have an answer for you.
Greg, do you get the sense from the people you talk to in the organization, not that they were expecting any kind of a swoon like this, but that they thought they might be prone to some sort of losing streak because maybe they were a year early and they were outperforming their own expectations?
I don't know what their own internal expectations were, but obviously by their actions at the trade deadline, they, in air quotes, went for it. And I shouldn't use past tense because I don't think anybody believes, even though it seems remote, that it's over because they can, even though recent history wouldn't indicate that they will, but they have not yet gone on a good run. And once they get past this gauntlet that they're currently going through, that remains a possibility, I'm sure, in their minds. But I'll tell you what I think, in talking with some others, cohorts, as the team is constructed currently, it would have been hard a couple of weeks ago at the deadline. It would have been hard for any of us to have imagined that this team would go through an 8-game losing streak, just given the fact that you've got Skeens and Keller in your rotation. It would have seemed almost impossible, almost bulletproof to go through this kind of a streak, regardless of the competition. So I think this caught a lot of people by surprise.
How will you feel if this is ultimately where they finish up, Greg?
More specific, Andrew, what do you mean where they finish
like
up?
Last place.
Last place, yeah.
Oh, they finish in last place, how I feel?
Yeah, what will be your reaction to the season?
I'll be shocked. I'll be shocked. And I think most people would, if you got them in a room and without a recorder, weren't public, I think everyone to a man would say they'd be shocked.
What, in your opinion, is the biggest reason why they're on this skid right now? If you're going to power rank what the biggest reason is for why they're struggling, what would it be?
Well, so, I kind of looked through since the All-Star, or since the trade deadline when they brought in those guys, everybody's feeling good about themselves. And then that 3-error game by Cruz on July 31st in Houston, they blow a 4-0 lead and they lose. Then they play the Diamondbacks at home. They trail 5-0. Luis Ortiz starts. That's after just one inning. They come back. They take a 7-6 lead after 6 innings. Josh Bell ties it with the home run off Chapman. Holderman gives up the 2-out RBI double to Perdomo, and the D-backs win that game. Saturday, they have a 4-1 lead. They end up winning at 4-2, though Bednar gives up a run in the ninth. The next day, Skeens starts, 4-0 lead into the sixth inning. Holderman gives up the 3-run homer to Peterson. They lose 6-5. The next day, the rain game, Falter versus Dylan Cease. They get Cease out of there after an inning because it's a 2:40 delay. The Padres score 4 in the fifth off of Woodford. Pirates lose 6-0. The next day, they take a 6-5 lead in the sixth. And then the rookie Merrill hits the home run that ties it off Bednar. Holderman gives up 3 in the 10th. They lose 9-8. Next day, they take a 5-4 lead in the 7th. Bednar gives up 3 in the 9th. They lose 7-6. Keller gives up 7 runs Friday night in L.A. In 4 innings, they lose 9-5. Skeens, 4 runs, 6 innings, lose 4-1. Sunday, L.A., they tie the game, Cutch, two-run homers. Bednar gives up 2 in the bottom of the 10th. And then last night they lose 2-1. The recurring theme seems to me that the offense did a heck of a job through this stretch, but ultimately came down to pitching and maybe specifically the bullpen.
Do you think Bednar needs a job other than closer for the time being?
Well, I mean, yeah, that I would say that that's reasonable. I guess you have to look at your options. Right now, your obvious option would be Chapman until Bednar figures it out. But yeah, now, you know, I don't know whether that would hold true tonight because I don't know if Bednar is available yet. I mean, he went, I think, the longest outing of the season, almost 40 pitches the other day. But if he were ready to go tonight and Chapman tonight, I think that would be reasonable. Maybe depending on, you know, the pitcher batter matchup and whether the guy's like a Merrill left-hand hitter who's up for the Padres, that kind of thing. But yeah, I don't think that's unreasonable to think that they might go that route. Not that I've talked to anybody suggesting they would, but that's certainly happened in the past.
Greg, what do you think is a fair criticism of Ben Cherington right now that he would even accept as right?
Fair criticism. I mean, I think he has said this before. If you ask him, he would say that if in the end they aren't playing meaningful games in September and fighting for postseason spot, as you say, if they finish in last place, I think he would say, well, I take the blame because I didn't give Derek Shelton and the team enough to work with. I think that's what he would say.
Brownie, do you agree? Derek Shelton said, and I'm paraphrasing here, just basically said he doesn't think that the team during this stretch, and you kind of laid out how these games went, he doesn't think they're playing bad baseball and that it's kind of a luck-based thing, too, if you're losing this many one-run games. Would you agree with that broad assessment of the overall team's play?
I mean, I don't think they're playing – I would agree with that. I don't think they're playing bad baseball. You know, in the past, even the last couple of years – they've gone through these swoons and yeah, you could admit bad, ugly baseball. These aren't, I don't agree with luck. No, I definitely would. And I think maybe he's just protecting
well,
maybe
his
players.
It's more the analytical stuff where they would just say, if you lose that many, like one run games in a row, there is just an element of bad luck that usually comes into play. Like overall,
I'm not big on that either. I did that a few years ago. That was an excuse I think we used years ago. I'm not saying he's using an excuse, but I know years ago the organization talked about one-run losses, and that gets old. There's no indication that if you lose by one run, all of a sudden, well, so next year, what is it that gets it to one-run wins? What's the button that you push? Who are the players that you bring in that all of a sudden they become one-run wins? So no, I don't agree with that. I do think they're not playing bad baseball. I think it's, you know, we just talked about it. It's look at the bullpen. Unfortunately, in this stretch, now overall these guys have done a heck of a job, but it just happens to be a bad stretch. They're just, the pitching has gotten bad. It's been a bad stretch of games. Starters, to a degree, although also relievers. And we went through some specifics there, and not just those two guys. Timing is bad. I mean, you know, sometimes you call on a player whether it's a pinch hit role or a bullpen guy, and he doesn't do the job. And I guess in that respect, you might say, well, that's kind of bad luck because I would make the same decision tomorrow and it might work out. It's just and on top of everything else, I will say that it is incredible that they're going through these games against the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, and the Padres. You could not have picked a worse time to face those teams. I will also add this, talking to other people in the Padres organization unsolicited in the press box on the field yesterday, they're all talking about how well the Pirates are playing. And that seems odd because the Padres swept them at PNC Park, beat them, well, this again before the game last night.
Feels a little easy to say that if you're the Padres, like you're patting little brother on the head.
Yeah, the Globetrotters thought the Generals game.
You guys are out there battling us.
Yeah, I've heard that before, believe me. It was not that tone. I know it's exactly what you're saying, to the point where you say, get the heck out of here. I don't want to hear your garbage. But that was not the case. It was... very well, they very much respect and believe this team. These are guys I respect in this organization, the Padres, who are serious, having watched this Pirates team play and say, doggone it, you guys are good.
Well, so, if it makes you feel any better, worth. Greg, I am predicting 9-1 Pirates win tonight.
Uh-oh. Should that make me feel better?
Yes.
You know.
I hit Woodford right on the head again last night. I said 6 innings, 1 run, Malzi.
Greg, you know all too well, since Pony sent a very strange tweet about Paul Skeens making eye contact with him and Pony thinking
twice.
That boosted his morale, the Pirates have not won a game since that tweet.
Since Skeens made eye contact with
twice.
Andrew.
Said he felt
twice.
Like he was boosting Paul's performance
during
in this
during
game.
The Arizona game.
Were you in the stands, Andrew?
I was in 117. We locked eyes twice. And Mike from Mike's Beer Bar would vouch for that. He might send you a text that says it's true.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. We got to reverse that. I imagine Skeens will pitch Friday. So
well,
that'll
if you're
be
willing to have me back, Greg.
Absolutely.
I'll see you.
Bye, Greg.
See you, guys.
Everybody.